How's it going, wrestling fans? This is Nick Valenti, ReviewFix.com, here to discuss the 2012 Royal Rumble. Basically, it wasn't very exciting from start to finish. It was basically a snooze fest, in my opinion. Starting off with that debacle of a steel cage match that involved Mark Henry, The Big Show, and Daniel Bryan. This is basically one of the worst cage matches I've ever seen. It looked like it was written poorly. The execution was just terrible. Three guys in the ring, basically they're going at it blow for blow. Not very an exciting fashion, like in other steel cage matches. There was no blood, which was basically a sin in the steel cage match world. It was an absolute joke. You had Mark Henry and The Big Show, showing their strength, going blow for blow, punch for punch. And then you had them going after Daniel Bryan. He goes after them with his moves, showing some athleticism, which was a bit of a positive. But overall, just the match was just terrible. And, basically ending in the Daniel Bryan win. They try to make it too exciting in the end while he's dangling from The Big Show's grip. While his whole body's outside the ring, and then eventually he lands on his feet. So they tried to make it into a cliffhanger, but basically just failed miserably. So, to start it off, this Royal Rumble, knock it off to a great start. Not good. And then we go to the Kane versus Cena match, which was another snoozer. Another one from start to finish. You had Kane doing his idiotic grip, which I don't know what that came from, this move. Basically, that grip that he does to Cena's face, then Cena tries to put him in the attitude adjustment or whatever he calls this move now. It used to be the FU, then it's the UF, then the FTU, then the STS. This guy's got, he changes moves so many times, and I'm starting to get a headache. Kane, on the other hand, looks like he tries to be vintage Kane from when he first came up, but you can tell he's a little older. He looks in great, like he's in great shape, but his execution also, you can tell he doesn't really have it anymore. And basically, this match resulted in a countout, which was not a surprise. It was basically predictable what was going to happen. Both of these guys go backstage. Kane, of course, bashes Cena several times with the steel chair. He's out for the count. And then Kane breaks into Zack Ryder's locker room, who was in a wheelchair. He wheels him out to the ring. And then Eve tries to come, beg for mercy and leave Ryder alone. But Kane, being the psychopath that he is, puts Ryder in a tombstone. And then Cena comes out. And then Kane gives him, this will probably be like one of the best choke slams Kane's ever done in his career. Put Cena in a vicious choke slam and got him up really high. So that was pretty cool. But other than that, the match was an absolute joke and a waste of time. And then you have Dolph Ziggler, who's known as the Show-Off, but I think he's a jackass. Great wrestler, but he's a jackass. Versus CM Punk. I guess he's on top of his game now. He's well liked. He's got those vicious kicks. He's got some pretty cool moves. But these are two great wrestlers going at it, and you would think that this would be the best match of the night. It ended up being one of the worst matches of the night. So that goes to tell you how this Royal Rumble's going so far. Not very good. Not very exciting. Very predictable thus far, and the match started off pretty good. Both competitors using their patented move, karate kicks to the face, the elbow drops flying everywhere, and then of course John Laurinaitis got to get involved, and he's basically a killjoy to not only the industry but also to this match. The referee, of course, gets knocked out, and Laurinaitis is at ringside. Punk puts in his go to sleep finisher several times while the referee's out for the count. Laurinaitis has distracted him, and then finally, Punk hits his patented move after putting Ziggler in a catapult. It bounces off the turnbuckle back to Punk, puts him in the to go to sleep, and 1, 2, 3. There was your match, and basically I felt like going to sleep after watching that match, which was an absolute joke. Too much of the John Laurinaitis thing going on. It was an absolute killjoy to this whole matchup, which could have had the potential to be great. Finally, we got to the for the main event, which is the Royal Rumble matchup. Started off very slow. Of course, The Miz was the first entry, and him and Cody Rhodes were the two competitors that lasted a very long time. Now, The Big Show came out strong. He was the one that that ended up eliminating a lot of competitors in the Royal Rumble. But there were a few entertaining things that took place. One of which was a brilliant athletic move by Kofi Kingston, basically doing a handstand and then got back into the ring. I thought that was like the highlight of the Royal Rumble. I mean, that was great. Yeah, never saw such an athletic move, so that was a plus. It was really annoying that of course the three commentators, which I called Three Stooges, Booker T, Jerry the King, and Michael Moron Cole, in the Royal Rumble, so you could tell these guys just didn't really have anybody. But I guess, surprise guest stars. You had the Road Dogg, which was really nice to see. That was pretty cool. And also Hacksaw Jim Duggan, which was predictable since he was the first one to win the Royal Rumble. So yeah, that was pretty awesome to see him. But other than that, I mean, Foley, it was nice to see Foley, but you could tell the guy could barely move anymore. He's stiff as a board. Overall, it came down to Jericho and Sheamus, and this match didn't really end the way I liked. I guess they both did their patented moves. Competitor, was close to getting eliminated. The predictable almost elimination stuff. He was hanging on the ropes. He was about to get eliminated, and then finally Sheamus does that running kick that finally eliminates Jericho. And there's your winner, Sheamus of the Royal Rumble. So basically, overall, this was a very weak Royal Rumble. Yeah, it's not what I'd hoped for. Just seemed very rushed and poorly written, poorly scripted, poorly executed. So, and with that said, I'm Nick Valente of ReviewFix.com, and I'm out of here.